Hello everybody, my name is Cynthia Chaile, I am 23, I am from Salta, Argentina. I am from a large family, my parents, four brothers, two sisters, and now three nieces. I am the second youngest daughter. I want to share with you a little about how Jesus changed my life. When I was a little girl, God wasn't important, and I used to appeal to him in my worst moments. I was born in a typical Roman Catholic family. We used to attend Mass only on special days like Christmas or Good Friday. We were not used to reading the Bible, and Jesus was somebody who was distant from us and completely invisible in our lives. Meanwhile, the relationship with my parents, and especially with my little sister, was getting worse and worse. I often felt very lonely. I felt badly treated and rejected by my father, receiving little affection or love from him. This affected me and my view of myself negatively. My escape and refuge were my daily activities, and dancing was my favorite moment. It began to take up more and more of my time, interest, and energy. This started to become a problem. I tried to lose myself in dance. When I was almost 17, in my last year of high school, my goal was to become a professional dancer one day. This dream led me to work harder and harder to reach it, making more and more demands on my body. This led me to suffer from eating disorders, as I was obsessed with my body, with my weight, and constantly afraid that I would gain weight. I was bulimic and became anorexic. I remember days when I only ate one apple or a salad during the whole day. But that felt good because the sensation of having my stomach empty and light for dancing was my object. However, my life was falling apart as I began to realize that I couldn't sustain the demands that I was putting on myself and their consequences by not eating, sleeping badly, and generally being stressed and trying to overachieve in dancing. I couldn't go on like this. There was no sense or purpose to my life. Due to the circumstances beyond my control, I couldn't continue with my plans to be a dancer. I then had to decide on another course of study. I was 18, and I started studying English to become an English teacher. There, I met a guy who talked to my heart with the words of Jesus Christ. He introduced me to Pastor Hugo, and he shared with me about the Jesus love for me and how much I need his love, forgiveness, and salvation. Then my friend invited me to a youth event that changed my life completely. I surrounded my heart to God. I knew that it wouldn't be easy to confess and admit in whom I was believing, but my commitment to the Lord was real and sincere. As I began to trust God more and know his life, every area of my life changed. I'm not quite sure when my bulimia and anorexia disappeared, but I know that as the focus of my life changed, and Jesus gave me a purpose, he also healed me. My commitment to the Lord was and is growing day by day. For the past 4 years, I have been member of St. Andrew's Church and serving in different ministries where I have been learning what it means to live the Christian life as a young adult. The Lord has given me so much strength and conviction to follow him, even though my family don't understand me or share my faith and often ridicule me. This is difficult as I love my family and I pray that their lives will be transformed like mine was. It is not always easy. But deciding to follow Jesus is the best decision I have ever made. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you.